Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, I'm Matt Edmondson, and welcome to the first episode of Not Another Love Song. I am so excited to share this podcast with you because here's the deal. When it comes to writing songs, making music, I'm a total newbie. But in this show, I am going to team up with one of my favorite artists in the world to try and make a brand new song every episode. And there's only one rule. The song we come up with has to be about something that's never been written about before. So, I'll have a chat with my guest, we'll see what comes up that inspires us, and then we will write that song together. And once it's written, I'll take it off to the lab, aka my spare bedroom, and attempt to produce our rough idea into a proper, fully-fledged, radio-ready song, which you can hear in full at the end of the podcast. So, if like me, you've ever wondered how a song is created from the blank page to the finished product, this is the show for you. I think we're going to learn a lot. Welcome to Not Another Love Song. I can't believe I'm finally getting to share this with you because if I'm honest, it's an idea that's sort of spiraled out of control. And somehow I've spent the last year here in my spare bedroom making an album's worth of songs, an EP's worth, an excellent podcast worth of songs with my favourite artists in the world. And it has been a whirlwind journey because I knew nothing, literally nothing, about making music. I've never played any instruments. I still can't. I've never written any songs. I can't sing, as you'll soon hear. I know zero music theory. Basically, I know nothing other than I love listening to music. But one day, because of my job as a radio presenter, I sort of found myself in a music studio with a producer, a guy called Andy, and we were trying to write a silly song for the radio show that I do. And that day, without wishing to sound too grand, it changed my life, guys. Changed it forever. Now, I don't know if you've had this feeling where you've seen someone do something and thought, I have to know how you've done that. That was the feeling I got that day. Can't really describe how magical it felt for me to be in that room and sort of hum a bass line out of tune. And by the way, I didn't even know that I was humming a bass line. And then have this guy, Andy, the producer, turn to a keyboard and translate that thought from my brain into something that I can immediately hear back. It was intoxicating. And I left the studio that day thinking, oh man, I'd love to be able to do that. So I tried. I started mucking around with a thing on my laptop called GarageBand. It's a sort of free music making bit of software. And I started playing around. And obviously, I was awful and everything I made sounded dreadful. But the more I did it, the better I got. And I kept thinking to myself, oh, I reckon I could get okay at this if only I had the time. And then I had the time because a pandemic happened. Old lockdown one, I found myself at home with just loads of time on my hands. So I hastily bought some speakers. I bought a little USB keyboard that I could plug into my laptop. And I decided to try and write some songs. And in a moment of madness, I DM'd on Instagram a load of my favourite artists to see if they were up for it. And amazingly, presumably because they were also in lockdown, they all said yes. So on this show, you're going to hear brand new songs that I've co-written with Grammy nominees, Brit Award winners, O2 headliners, some of the most exciting new music talent in the world right now. And I'll also explain what I learned from producing those songs along the way. And of course, you'll hear them in full at the end. So, Shall we meet my first guest? I cannot believe he responded. I'd never met him before. I cannot believe how good the song we made ended up. Spoiler alert, it's a banger. My first guest is James Arthur.
Say you won't let go. Just say you won't let go.
Now, James has one of my favourite voices ever. I'm honestly over the moon that he's on this show. Now, as I said, I'd never met James before doing this. The first time you hear us chatting is the first time that we got to know each other. I so enjoyed the process of writing this song with him. So this is how we got on when we caught up over Zoom to write a brand new James Arthur song.
If you're someone who's somewhat organised, you would hate the look of my desktop. It is a mess.
Are you a saving to desktop guy?
Yeah. I don't like how disorganised my laptop is. However, I think I've got a little bit of ADD.
I save everything to the desktop.
Right.
But James, I like the chaos.
Yeah, I think I do too. One of the song ideas I started the other day is just called HVHJVH. No idea.
It's very rare that people release songs without any vowels at all. But you know what? It could be a first.
Yeah, so a lot of the time I don't really have a title. But this one must have just been a melody and there was no lyrics in particular. So I've just kind of, yeah, battered the keyboard and it's come out like that.
I will often, and it's the worst thing you can do, I think, if you're saving something, be like, this is the final version of this thing. And then you have to go into, oh, this is final, final.
On my laptop here, I wish you could see it. I've literally got like final, final, finale, the end game of all end games of this cover, whatever I've done. Then once it's out there, it's even worse. Like you put out a single, man, and like, and then maybe it doesn't react in the way that you were expecting it to. You're like, it's because I didn't do this. It's because I didn't turn this part up enough. Or, it's torture, to be fair.
With being disorganized, does that extend to other aspects of your life? Because I can't describe the feeling, but it makes me feel uneasy to be too prepared.
Yeah, I can relate to that again massively. You couldn't be speaking more to my soul. That's literally who I am. I mean,
it's an exciting energy to live in, but it's awful for other people in your life.
It is. Do you know what it is as well? I think for me personally, it adds motivation. I relate this to writing sessions, recording sessions. Like I'm often late because there's definitely a bit of social anxiety attached to getting in a room with people you maybe have never met before. And in order to get, like, you know, what we're doing today, we're going to try and write a song. In order to get something that's going to move people, we're going to have to make ourselves quite vulnerable and kind of take our clothes off, if you like, and to, you know, with people you've never done it before with, it can sometimes be like a therapy session, and you've got to be really open and honest about your feelings and stuff. And when I'm late to those things, and like I'm sort of on the back foot, and I know that everyone in the room is thinking, "This guy, who do you think he is?" kind of thing. I really have to deliver at that point.
Yeah. Okay. So you're creating pressure for yourself.
Pressure makes diamonds, as they say, and it's worked for me thus far. So I'm also. I hate change. Like if something's worked, then like if it doesn't go exactly the same as that the next time, I panic a little bit. Maybe it's my part of my creative process.
I think it probably is. I think creative people are often in a little world of their own. I will stare off into the distance sometimes and not realize I'm doing it. And Brian will say, "What are you thinking about? You think I can see you thinking." And I've just totally disconnected from reality. And I think that's, I'm sort of somewhere between reality and that place most of the time, where I'm just kind of bumbling around, imagining things. And I'm in one of two states, which is either so excited about an idea that I don't want to do anything else, or so down about the fact that I haven't had an idea, I think, oh God, another one's never going to come.
I mean, again, you're speaking to myself. So often, I'll be mid-conversation with someone and just switch off. And then once I'm gone, it's so hard to bring me back. But yeah, like you say, it's... a lot of time it's an idea that you just have to execute at that time.
Here's a question. What are you like on holiday? Do you like holidays?
Nope.
Can you rest?
Nope.
Oh, mate, I'm the same.
Do not like it one little bit. I was in the Maldives recently. And I mean, there's nothing else to do there other than lay on the beach or lay on a sun lounger. And, you know, to a lot of people, that sounds like literally paradise, just the best thing you could be doing. But for me, I'm just like... I can't do this. This is brutal. I need to be creating something or doing something. It's just not for me.
I'm exactly the same. My wife and I went through, I would say, quite a sort of challenging boundary setting process where we'd go on holiday and all she wanted really was for me to not be doing something that looked like work. But the thing I do for pleasure
is work.
It's work.
Yep.
I like
same
it. Here. I love it.
And she was like, why do you have to bring your laptop to the beach? And I was like, well, I like it. If I was at home, I'd be on my laptop. Why am I going to stop doing the things I like just because I'm on holiday?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
No, totally. Like even kind of like, I've become just massively into YouTube over the last, like it's such a big part of my life before bed. I need that.
What are you watching?
Just anything, man. I just getting wormholes of things. I mean, a lot of it is sports things, to be fair. Obviously, football's returned recently. We can play football at grassroots level again.
Yeah.
And I wanted to buy the best boots you can get for an artificial grass surface. Anyway, I got down this wormhole where I watched literally, I don't know, 20 videos of guys pipping off two different brands of these studs against each other. I mean, it was ridiculous.
I wasn't much of a YouTube watcher, and then trying to learn all the music stuff,
yeah.
I've become obsessed with it.
Yeah.
And it's weird because in my everyday life, my capacity for research is so poor. Mm. I'm Mr. First Hit on Google.
Yeah.
When we moved into our first house, my one job was that I had to buy a thing that we could put our shoes on.
Like a rack, yeah.
My wife sorted out everything else in the house. She said, look, it's just a shoe rack. Can you find it? And I literally went on to Amazon, typed in shoe rack, and bought the first thing that was
there. The first one.
And it was awful. It was like, it was almost made of straws. It was so weak. You put a shoe on it and it went all upside.
Yeah.
And I've never been allowed to buy anything since. And I just don't have the patience for it. But what I will do is sit and watch a 3-hour video on a plugin.
Exactly, yeah. Like you said, the Amazon thing, like I do the same with that kind of thing. I'm just like, right, what's the best rating? Because that's obviously the best.
Have you ever left a review for anything?
Never.
Who is doing it? I've never met anyone.
Never.
That's
never.
Left a review.
I've actually got one friend who enjoys, like, he literally left a night out one time just to leave a scathing review of this this hotel bar that we were at. Like, he's just like, I need to go on Trivago right now.
We would never leave a review, but we're trusting all these people who would.
You're right. We trust these people implicitly, don't we? We think, this guy's left a pretty lengthy, detailed review. I'm going with this.
Do you know what? I actually spent the morning reading a load of reviews of a thing called Yamoa powder, which is meant to help with hay fever, because mine's really bad this year. Do you have it?
Bad. It's mad you should say that, because I'm suffering really bad at the moment.
Oh, the same. Have you always had it?
I don't remember as a kid suffering with it, but I guess as soon as I hit my teens, it was just bad. It's been bad ever since. It's getting worse by the year as well.
Yeah, same.
I have to take these pills that are the size of my fist.
I firstly thought it was a myth. It was one of those things that people are like, oh, you've got the sniffles. Oh, it's hay fever. Mm. I just totally dismissed it.
Yeah.
And then age 25, the universe gifted it to me. And every year I forget I've got it.
I'm the same as you. Like, the whole winter and autumn period, I'm like, can't wait for the summer, can't wait for spring. You know, not remembering the minute that the sun comes out, I'm struggling. Yeah, it's mad how you forget.
It's the desire for the sunnier times, but with it, the sharp edge of the stinging eyes and the sniffles. Well, I'm going to ask you one more thing, and then we should figure out what the song's going to be about. I want to talk to you about Max Martin. Mm. Was it Naked that you did with Max Martin?
It was Naked. And to be honest, I haven't actually met Max Martin in person. His kind of right-hand man, Johan, who's equally as brilliant, to be fair. We had a lot of conversations with Max. And to be fair, the crux of the idea, it's one of the only songs that I've kind of not been part of the sort of fundamentals of the song. They already kind of had the crux of it, the concept being naked. And I think they initially thought that it would be an idea for a female artist. I had a crack at it, and it worked. You know, as you've probably heard, it's well documented that he's so particular about timing.
Yeah, the phrasing of stuff, yeah.
You know, I hope it's not offensive to say it's very Swedish.
What a fun thing to have experienced, though.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, just to kind of get the cosign from Max Martin, and since then, he's asked me to do a couple of other things, and it's just a huge compliment, really.
Right, what are we going to write a song about? I've written a list of some things that have popped up here.
Mm.
I also wrote a note earlier for myself to ask you, which just said bread, because I'd read somewhere that you really like bread.
The bread thing, yeah, that is my kryptonite. I think it's a lot of people's, and a lot of people are aware of the fact that in order to really get in shape, bread's got to be cut out, but it is the best thing on earth.
What's your go-to bread?
You know, actually, I'm more of a wrap guy these days.
Ah, you've changed. I think a song about hay fever isn't the worst.
No.
I think describing a sort of like the hope and the beauty of spring and summer and all of the things that we look forward to doing being ruined by hay fever. It's quite a nice build up to a chorus where there's a pullback and reveal there.
And like you say, the beauty and the brutality of the fact that the summer's here, and but actually for people like you and I, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, it's a good contrast. And also, I think it's a song that needs to be written.
Yeah.
It's probably more relatable than a lot of things that people do write songs about.
100%.
It's just not sexy enough to write a song about.
It's not sexy enough, yeah. That's a chord, isn't it?
I think that's it. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
I think verse sets up how brilliant summer is, but there's something looming. And then in the pre, we can start to tease what it is. And then I think in the chorus, we'll reveal what it is.
I hear the world is sounding.
You just did a really nice melody, and this sprung to my mind. I love the warmth of the sun kissing my skin.
Yeah. I love the warmth of the sun kissing my skin.
What about like the days are getting longer and I'm something drinking it in?
You like the drinking it in to end that, or you think?
I do like drinking it in, but to be fair, we're probably going to be in this rhyming pattern for at least the next kind of couple of lines.
We're in the midst of the spring.
Is it a bit on the nose? Is it a bit literal at this point?
It might be, yeah.
Begin kind of works there. Like I've been waiting for months for this to begin.
Maybe again, it's saying something you love. So we've got, I love the warmth of the sun kissing my skin. I love there's something and I'm drinking it. Something about the drinking it in, I like it.
Like the feel of the breeze, maybe.
Yeah.
Or what about the smell in the air? Like, I love the smell of the air and I'm drinking it in.
Yeah, I love the smell in the air and I'm drinking it in. That's cool, yeah.
Smell is a weird word.
There's something that's right on the tip of the tongue, which is perfect. I love the look of the water and I want to jump in.
That's nice, isn't it? We can kind of go through some of the senses here, can't we? Because we've got the warmth of the sun, the look of the water. Taste might be nice.
Yeah, that's good.
I love the taste of the... What would it be? Like taste of the air is quite nice.
Yeah.
And drinking it in actually works quite well there.
That's great.
And then I wonder if we bring in a slight element of doubt. Mm-hmm. Although I do quite like, I've been waiting 9 months... for this to begin or something like that. There's something quite nice about the idea of the longing.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be 12 months, I guess.
I've been waiting 12 months for this to begin.
And then it goes into a kind of a James Arthur note at that point. We're stepping it up the scale.
Yeah. I don't want to hold this from all my life. I'm just so scared of the pollen all on the trees. I'm just so scared of the honey and the bed of the bees. Something about the birds and the bees.
Oh, yeah, the birds and the bees is good. Yeah, jot that down. We'll come back to that.
I never feared you till I was 32.
Yeah, yeah.
But I never feared you till I was 32. And I just don't need you here on my study. That's quite cool.
So in terms of where we're at with the sort of the story of it, I think what we need is like some sense of the anxiety attached to this time coming, like the good and the bad. Because I never feared you till I turned 32 feels like it could be chorus.
Could be the line that sets up the chorus.
Could you play it through on the guitar and sing us up to where we are? Because I think that actually will be maybe easier for me to hear it.
I love the warmth of the sun kissing my skin. I love the look of the water and I want to jump in. I love the taste in the air and I'm drinking it in. Oh, I've been waiting 12 months just for this to begin. But I know.
Oh, how about for this to begin? But I think.
Yeah, that's cool. So it'd be like, I've been waiting 12 months just for this to begin. But I think that you'll come and ruin my summer like you always do.
Yeah.
And I'll need my eye drops to stop falling.
We could do and I. Drops are needed. So you think it's going to be and I again.
Yeah.
As in, and I never feared you. And
oh,
I drops.
And eye drops are needed.
Yes, we need to find something that rhymes with do in a satisfying way. My eye drops are needed, my eyelids like glue.
Glue, yes. my eyelids like glue, that's funny, I like that. My eye drops are needed. My eyelids are like glue, cause they're stuck together cause of the weather. And oh. I was never a believer in the hay fever together. Maybe that's kind of cool. Like,
yeah, that's nice. Yeah, I think we can do like the pollen, the trees, the birds, and the bees.
Yeah, cause they're stuck together cause of the weather. And it's the pollen, the trees, and all the birds and the bees that be better. And my weather. Together and whenever we're together,
or and I never,
and when we're together, I will never be with without antihistamines. Maybe like,
oh my god,
my
yeah,
antihistamines. And when we're together, I know I'll never be without my antihistamines because they're all that I need for the. That's kind of cool, though.
This is yeah. good. What about get up off my knees
yeah.
without antihistamines?
Get up off of my knees without my antihistamines. It'd be great if we could get it like, off of my knees, my antihistamines and our treasure.
So it's the word without is doing the heavy lifting there, isn't it?
Exactly.
So it could be, we could change it to with antihistamines and then change the thing.
But I can keep you...
At ease?
At ease with antihistamines and our treasure.
I think you even get rid of the can. I keep you at ease with antihistamines.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Because I treasure, like, September.
Yes, yes, yes. When would the hay fever season kind of, like, it's like September, and our treasure, the 1st of September, when the leaves off the trees.
Yeah, the leaves are no longer green.
The leaves are no longer, exactly, yeah. When the leaves are not green and they fall on the street, hay fever, I'm a believer. Maybe that's like the post chorus is like...
Yeah, that's nice. It could be, I want to leave ya.
Yeah, that's cool, yeah. But you're a natural at this songwriting thing.
Oh, thanks, James. When the leaves are not green...
They're an orangey...
I don't think we need to say that there. When the leaves are not green, I just need you to leave.
I just need you to leave. That's brilliant, yeah.
And then we're going to go into that thing that you just sang there. Hay fever.
Hay fever. Hay fever. Hay fever. I just need you. A way to resolve it that I'm just trying to figure out.
Yes, there is. Da 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 da. It's like it's back to there, isn't it?
I want you out my life, hay fever.
I wonder if I want you out my life is quite right. And I think we want to find a rhyme between the line that's going in the middle there, the hay fever bit. And...
I don't need you. So maybe it's like, hay fever, I don't need you. I don't want you in my life, hay fever.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I'm going to leave you.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to leave you in the dust.
Just wait till autumn comes?
Yeah. Just wait till autumn comes. Yeah, just wait till autumn comes. And that could be maybe your resolve, you kind of like...
I think once we've locked that down, we are laughing.
We're good to go. Maybe we're on a second verse. We're doing the full structure.
Oh, we're doing the full thing. Second verse bridge. It's going to be great.
I love it. Hay fever! Hay fever! I don't need...
If we can get it to rhyme with comes, might be quite nice.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Till autumn comes.
You make my nose run.
What about why does my nose run? Why does
if yeah, that's pretty cool. The only way to fit it in is to go, hey fever, I don't need ya. Why does my nose run? Hey fever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. I'll give it like full tits as well on the old vocals.
Oh, fantastic. Full tits.
That's solid, man. This is a banger.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout.
36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So, as you've heard, the song was starting to take shape. James and I spent another hour or so putting the rest of it together, so writing the next verse and the bridge, all of which you can hear at the end of the podcast when the song gets properly finished. But obviously, I had to go off and figure out how it was going to sound. So I took myself off to the lab, aka the spare bedroom, and got cracking. Now, the first thing to get right was the main guitar part. And as we've established, I don't play guitar. So I programmed one on the computer, literally one note at a time. And I tried to make it sound as human as possible, like a real person was playing it. And I'm pretty pleased with how it's come out. And I used the saddest piano I could possibly find. Now, the main thing on this track, obviously, is James's voice. And he sent me this file through with loads of different takes in it, which was so brilliant to work with. But what I didn't have was any harmonies. And as I was producing the track, I realised that I wanted a few of them to kind of widen it out a bit. Now, usually you would obviously get a singer to do these when you're recording. I didn't want to bother James again, so I had a little play around and I used a little pitch correction tool to shift some of the notes from James's original take into different pitches. I can show you what I mean. If I just isolate these takes. Now, they sound obviously fake, don't they? You can hear that they've been digitally messed with. But in the mix, you can't really tell exactly what's going on. And they add some real support. It's a cool trick. I'm so glad I learned it, and I'm definitely going to use it on other songs. As for other fun things to look out for in the track, I included the sound of a car door being left open. Shout out to Olivia Rodrigo, same trick in Driver's License. I also added a choir singing some oohs and ahs just to really support James in the last chorus. So once I'd finished tinkering about, it was time to jump back on a call with James and play him the song. James, how have you been?
Been good, mate. I've been good. I've got the click on here, sorry.
How have you been coping with the hay fever? Because it's been bad.
Yeah, I was going to say this song couldn't be more apt for how I'm feeling at the moment, because I'm double dosing on the antihistamines. I'm itchy, sneeze. Just yeah, I'm looking at the jab now, the hay fever vaccine, because it's.
Is there one?
There is apparently, and it just completely deadens the whole thing. But this song's very relatable to me at the minute.
Yeah, I mean, I've had it in my head a lot. Both the hay fever and the song.
Exactly. I'm loving all the memes as well. I don't know if you've seen them. It's like, we overcame a global pandemic. And then the plants come for us. The pollen comes for us. And we're all back in bed ill again.
The good thing is lots of people have it. That's not a good thing. But the good thing is lots of people will be able to relate to
this. Yeah, they will. They will. A couple of people have been putting me onto this this idea that if you get the honey from your area.
I've heard of this.
The bees that operate in your area, if you can manage to get hold of their honey, that is a bit of an old wives' tale, and it gets rid of it. And people have been telling me to eat the actual pollen as well. I'm like, what are you on about?
How much honey were you necking a day?
Oh, I was doing full on tablespoons, mate. I was going for it.
Man, that's a desperate man there.
I mean, yeah, people can see me on the bad days.
How much have you been thinking about this song?
A lot, mate. A lot. The I don't know what you'd call it, the post chorus, or maybe just the hook. A lot of hooks in the song, but the hay fever part, you know, when we go into the hay fever, that tends to be stuck in my head quite a bit.
Yeah, same.
Spent a good few hours like trying to nail that bit because obviously when we wrote it, we more so wrote it on the guitar, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then when trying to translate that into the track, which had a lot more life to it and was a bit more contemporary.
Well, listen, I can't thank you enough for the amount that you put into this.
Oh, bless you. Well, let's talk about your production. I could have received that track from Max Martin. It was put together that.
Well, I'm pleased. And I've embellished it. So I sent you quite a stripped back version. I've added loads of production elements because I felt it needed to build.
Nice.
Some might argue, and I'll get your feeling at the end, whether I went too far on the final chorus.
Well, yeah, you got to go there to come back, haven't you?
All right. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Of the sun when it's kissing my skin. I love the look of the water and I wanna jump in. I love the taste of the air and I'm drinking it in. Yeah. I've been waiting 12 months just for this to begin. But I think that I never feared you till I turned 32. I needed my eyelids like glue, cause they're stuck together cause of the weather, the pollen in the trees and the birds and the bees. When we're together, I know I'll never fully keep you at ease. With our tears to me is in our treasure, the 1st of September, when the leaves are not green, I just need you to leave. Hey fever, hey fever, I don't need you, I just my nose run. Hey fever, chilling at the beach, I love the sound of the waves. But you were laughing up the breeze till I sneezed in your face. I talk down in the car and I'm screaming, go faster. And so we have to pull over cause it's triggered my asthma. Whoa, I'm always the first in line at the pharmacy queue. Cause of the weather, the pollen in the trees and the birds and the bees. When we're together, I know I'll never fully keep you at ease. With antihistamines in our treasure, 1st of September, when the leaves are not green, I just need you to leave. Hey fever, hey fever, I don't need you, I just my nose run. Hey fever, hey fever, I'm gonna leave you, just wait till autumn comes. And it feels bittersweet cause I miss the heat, but I can finally breathe now. And I feel complete cause I'm free from disease, but I'm under the clouds. We're stuck together cause of the weather, the pollen in the trees and the birds and the bees. September, when the leaves are all green, I just need you to leave. Hey fever, hey fever, I don't need you, I just my nose run. Hey fever, hey fever, I'm gonna leave you, just wait till autumn comes. Oh, just wait till autumn comes. I can breathe again, I can breathe again.
I mean, that's kicking off. That's kicking right off.
Oh,
I love that. That was amazing.
Oh, thanks.
It was proper kicking off. I love the guitars you brought in on the chorus. Oh, I love it, mate. That's really cool. And I think it just builds really nicely. And then that's a proper mid-late, that.
And also, it's a surprising one. It goes to a chord where you don't imagine it's going to go. And I was a bit worried that maybe it would feel jarring, but I put in like a tiny little piano melody that bridged where we were to where we go. And yeah. I think it works quite nicely.
I was second guessing it at first. I was like, are we gone a bit too fruity on them here? And like when it came there, it was refreshing. Yeah, we got back into that last chorus in a pretty organic way.
So. Oh, those notes you do on to get us back into that last chorus. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it kicks right off at the end.
It's so good.
Yeah, mate. Wow. I'm absolutely blown away by that. It sounds incredible. So it was a pleasure writing with you as well, mate. Yes, we should do some more.
Well, listen, I'm well up for it.
We've proven we can do it, I think, with this one.
We have.
Interesting to see what the people think.
Well, what did you think? Hopefully you liked the song. If you did, by the way, I'm going to put it as the next podcast in the feed so you can listen to it in isolation just on its own as many times as you want. It also really helps with my numbers. Speaking of which, I need you to talk to other people about this podcast. You are one of the first people to listen to it. Thank you, firstly, for doing that. Your next mission is to just tell someone else. Tell a friend, tell a family member. Hey, tell someone you don't like about it. Maybe build some bridges. Also, if you're feeling especially committed, a review on the Apple Podcast app would go a long way. Now, I know we said in that chat that we don't know anyone who would write a review, but maybe you could step into being that person just on this one occasion to say something nice about the podcast. It really helps with the slightly weird algorithm that the podcasts are judged on. The main thing, though, is that hopefully you liked it and you tell someone else about it and you want to come back. Do hit subscribe because there's loads more episodes coming. In fact, next week's is a brilliant one. It features Griff. You might have seen performing at the Brit Awards this year. She's brilliant and the song is really good. And I know that it is going to speak directly to you. So make sure you come back for that. And in the meantime, if you want to reach out and say hi, come find me on Instagram. I'm at Matthew Edmondson. More D's in Edmondson than you'd imagine. So, you know, have a proper search. Feel free to come and slide into my DMs and I'll say hi back. Right, if you fancy that Hay Fever song, it's the next one in the podcast feed. And if not, I will see you same time, same place next week for another Not Another Love Song. Too many another's there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.